Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Jewish Story, a Jewish history podcast for the 21st century. In this show, we'll take a look back at the history of the Jewish people, relying on historical documents, archaeological artifacts, and linguistic data to paint a picture of the past. Season 3 is right around the corner, so I figured it was time for a bit of a recap of last season to prepare you all for what's to come. The first episode of Season 2 began in the year 70 CE, in the aftermath of the First Roman-Jewish War. The Romans had just taken Judea from the Jews, burned much of the city, and destroyed the Second Temple in Jerusalem. In the wake of the war, we saw many of Judea's Jews tortured and slaughtered by the Romans, while others fled to Egypt and neighboring regions to escape the violence. And we followed the Zealots to their hideout at Mount Masada, where they were eventually defeated by the Roman general Vespasian. With the war over, we watched as Jew hatred gained popularity throughout the Roman Empire, with the institution of the Fiscus Judaicus, or Jewish tax, and the publication of anti-Jewish propaganda by prominent Roman thinkers, such as Apion and Tacitus. The Jews of Rome responded to this rise in anti-Semitism with two major revolts, the Quitos Rebellion in 116 CE and the Bar Kokhba Revolt in 132 CE, the latter of which was nearly successful in reclaiming all of Judea from the Romans. In the aftermath of Bar Kokhba's revolt, we saw Emperor Hadrian outlaw many Jewish practices, ban Jews from entering Jerusalem, and rename Judea Syria Philistina in an attempt to erase any Jewish connection to the land. With the Jews banned from Jerusalem and the Second Temple destroyed, we witnessed the establishment of the Rabbinate and later the Patriarchate, a political and religious body which acted as a representative of the Jews to the Romans. As one of its major projects, the Patriarchate compiled a standardized book of Jewish thought called the Jerusalem Talmud, which allowed Jewish education across the diaspora to become more standardized. At the end of Episode 1, we took a brief look east to learn about the flourishing Mesopotamian Jewish community living under Parthian rule. We saw the establishment of the two major Babylonian yeshivot there, and the publication of the Babylonian Talmud. Finally, we ended the episode with the Sassanid family conquering Mesopotamia and bringing about a renaissance of Persian culture. In Episode 2, we covered the time period between 250 and 550 CE. We started by observing the significant overlap between the three early monotheistic groups, Jews, Evyonim, and Christians. Over time, we watched the foundling religion of Christianity find its feet and learned about the theological debates between early Christian leaders, particularly the Apostle Paul's insistence on the separation of Jews and Christians, and his idea that the Jews were responsible for the death of Jesus. We then met Constantine, learned of his dramatic conversion to Christianity, and watched him rise to become the sole emperor of Rome. As Christianity rapidly spread throughout the empire, we saw Constantine convene the First Council of Nicaea in 325 CE, where it was decreed that the Jews were the enemies of Christianity, that Christian holidays should take precedence over Jewish ones, and that the Christian Sabbath should be moved to Sunday, to differentiate it from the Jewish Saturday Sabbath. Following Constantine's death, we saw the rise of the humanist Emperor Julian, who allowed Jews to return to Jerusalem, and even began construction on a new Jewish temple, a plan which was kiboshed by a massive earthquake at the site. Jews continued to experience several decades of peace and plenty until the year 398 CE, when successive Roman emperors began to pass laws limiting Jewish liberties, destroying synagogues, abolishing the Patriarchate, preventing Jews from holding any public office except as tax collectors, and revoking Judaism's status as a tolerated religion in Rome. With this outpouring of anti-Jewish legislation, we also saw the rise of anti-Semitism within the Christian establishment, with the banning of any Jewish-Christian contact, including intermarriage and meal-sharing. Finally, we met the infamous preacher John Chrysostom and learned of his sermons demonizing the Jews. We saw the spreading of rumors of Jews crucifying Gentile boys and learned of St. Augustine's central concept of the doctrine of witness, which would be one of the Jews' main source of protection in the years to come. Episode 4 surveyed the Jewish diaspora between 550 and 750 CE. We first looked at Mesopotamia under Persian rule, where Jews were treated well and had a large degree of freedom. The Jewish exilarch enjoyed the status of a minor Persian nobleman, and Jews developed a free-spirited and bohemian culture. In 602 CE, we watched as the Jews joined the Persian army in attacking the Byzantines, ultimately taking back the city of Jerusalem, which became a semi-independent Jewish tributary state. Jerusalem remained under Jewish control for 25 years, until the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius reconquered it and threw the Jews out. We then moved to the Iberian Peninsula, where Sephardic Jews had lived for over 100 years, and where the Visigoths now ruled. We saw the newly converted Catholic King Recared introduce a number of anti-Jewish laws, including campaigns of forced conversion, fierce punishment of any Jewish practices, restriction of travel for Jews and converted Christians, and a ban on intermarriage, whose violation was punished with amputation. Next, we turned our gaze towards Africa, where Jews had lived since the first millennium BCE. In East Africa, early Jewish communities had formed around Lake Tana, thought to be populated by descendants of the Jewish Himyarite kingdom, or from the ancient Jewish tribe of Dan. In North Africa, the Phoenicians had lived since the first millennium BCE, and were followed by a wave of migration of the Canaanite Girgashi people, and subsequently a third wave of immigration from Jews fleeing the violence of the First Roman-Jewish War. In the Arabian Peninsula, early Jewish communities had formed by the 1st century CE, all along the west coast. These communities were comprised largely of traders whose customs and culture mirrored that of their surrounding Arab neighbors. We saw several great cities established by Arabian Jews, including the city of Khaybar. But in the mid-6th century, we saw the Emperor Justinian ban Jews from trade. Finally, we learned of the Jewish Himyarite kingdom, which thrived until the year 525 CE, when it was destroyed by the Aksumite army, sending its people fleeing into the Hejaz. We ended the episode with an exploration of the life of the Prophet Muhammad and the rise of Islam. We followed Muhammad from his birth through his early life as a trader and on to his first revelations from Allah. We then saw him slowly grow the Muslim movement, beginning in Medina where he and his followers were heavily persecuted by the Quraysh tribe, and then moving on to the Jewish city of Yathrib, where his ideas were denounced by local Jews. Despite these setbacks, the community of Muslims continued to grow, and Muhammad rose to become more and more powerful and popular, suppressing and punishing his political and religious rivals, and driving the Jews who opposed him out of Yathrib. We then saw Muhammad lay out the Constitution of Medina, which offered Jews equal status in the Muslim community in exchange for their military and economic support. But despite this agreement, we saw Muhammad become increasingly paranoid about an impending attack from the nearby city of Khaybar, ultimately leading him and his army to launch a surprise attack on the city, conquering it from the Jews. After Muhammad's death in 632 CE, we watched the rapid expansion of the Muslim Empire under the various Muslim caliphs, including Umar I, who successfully conquered Jerusalem from the Romans and built the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the site of the destroyed Second Temple. In 642 CE, we saw Umar declare Islam as the sole accepted religion in Arabia, calling for the conversion or murder of any non-believers. And in the 8th century, we learned of the Pact of Umar, which designated Jews as dhimmi, a tolerated group whose protection was contingent on the payment of a special tax, and which banned public Jewish practice, forbade Jews from openly carrying weapons, and forced them to wear distinctive yellow clothing to mark them as non-Muslims. In episode 5, we focused on the period of time between 750 and 950 CE. We surveyed Jewish life in the new Muslim empire, where clothing manufacturing and long-distance trade had become major Jewish occupations. Jews experienced a great deal of freedom, had a lively culture, and often attended social events alongside their Muslim neighbors. We met some strong Jewish women, including Al-Wusha, the wealthy broker, and we learned about the three main Jewish sects, Babylonian, Palestinian, and Karaite, each with their own unique styles of worship and Torah reading. We also saw the first separation between men and women in synagogue, and heard the emergence of the first Torah tropes, or melodies. We also learned about the Jewish leaders of the day, including the exilarchs, who were the representatives to the Muslim caliphate, and their sometimes rocky relationship with the leaders of the yeshivot, called the Geonim. We ended the episode discussing the Muslim Renaissance, an explosion of discovery spurred by the expanding availability of paper and by changes in the structure of taxation which incentivized urbanization. and we saw how this renaissance led to the emergence of various secular movements in Judaism. In episode 6, which spanned from 950 to 1100 CE, we were introduced to two new Jewish communities. First were the Ashkenazi Jews, a small group of Jewish traders who had migrated from Syria Palestina up through the Italian peninsula into Germany and northern France, and rapidly grew to become a thriving Jewish community. We also met the Khazars, a semi-nomadic Turkic tribe who converted to Judaism in the early 10th century and remained Jewish for over 100 years until they were vanquished and forcibly converted to Christianity by the Rus. We then learned of the Muslim civil war between the Abbasid and Umayyad caliphates in Spain, leading to the introduction of the dynastic system of Muslim rule. Over the next quarter century, we saw the Umayyad family slowly regain power in the southern province of Cordoba, ultimately proclaiming themselves official rulers in the south, in direct challenge to the ruling Abbasid caliphate. We then met several important Jews of the day, including Khastai ibn Shaprut, doctor and advisor to the Umayyad caliph, and Menachem ibn Saruk, Chastai's scribe and the author of the first Hebrew dictionary based on three-letter root words. We were also introduced to Dunash ben Labrat, up-and-coming literary star, who became famous for blending Arabic poetic meter with Hebrew poetry to produce a whole new style of literary prose. Next, we heard about the takeover of the Caliphate of Cordoba by the vizier Al-Manzor, resulting in an Umayyad uprising that would, with the help of a Berber army, ultimately result in the fracturing of the caliphate into a number of smaller independent territories called taifas. In this turbulent environment of Cordoba, we met another Jewish poet, Shmuel ibn Nagrela, who rose to become the first Jewish vizier and commander of the army of Granada, and whose son Yehosef would go on to spark a Muslim attack on the Jews of Granada in 1066. Season 2 came to a close with the conquering of Muslim Spain by the Almoravids, a radical Muslim group from North Africa, leading to a mass exodus of Jewish refugees from Granada. Coming up next on The Jewish Story. Get ready to witness a major challenge to Muslim supremacy in Spain, a revolution that will transform the Christian world, and a reorganization of Jewish society. Prepare to meet some of the most famous Jewish figures of all time, and brace yourself for one of the darkest moments in Jewish history. That's all coming up on The Jewish Story.